Dean Pier. The attorneys can be reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion as we have on this broadcast each and every day as we face the issues. One of the things that I try to impress on each of us, each of you as our listeners, and that we need to recognize and embrace each day, whatever we see taking place in America, in our cities, our states, across the nation, and around the globe, view it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us about that? In fact, in Matthew chapter 24, verses 5 and following, the Lord Jesus is answering two questions his disciples ask him. When shall these things be, and what shall be the signs of thy coming of the end of the world? Verse 5 and 6 says, For many shall come to you in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. They shall hear of wars, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, that means diseases, and earthquakes in diverse places. We're witnessing all of these things coming about. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today an issue that some might say, well, that's old hat. We've already heard all the nuances of that. But I'm calling it today, our issue today, the ghost of COVID. The ghost of COVID. Yes, everybody thinks, well, COVID's gone, it's over, no more problem. Everybody says, well, you know, we're not under the auto-pen Biden administration anymore, so there's not the repression, not the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, some of the things that's taking place globally, especially in China, and what our present CDC is saying about what is happening and shall happen in America. Now, we're going to talk about what I call the ghost of COVID. We're going to look back a little and a retrospect as to what took place with COVID. We're going to move forward with what's happening today in China with a new pestilence, a new disease, a new virus, and what China is doing about it, and what we already have some of the health officials in America saying that America must do. I've watched two or three medical interviews last evening and this morning in relationship to this new mosquito-borne virus that's taking place massively in China. And we're going to talk about that. And may I say to you, we need to understand what happened with COVID and let the ghost of COVID direct us as what we need to do as we the people, even today, regardless of what some of the so-called scientists, some of the CDC officials, some of those that's supposed to wear the white robe and the white hat and the Johnny-come-latelys with the man-made science. I think that we need to understand what has happened and what may happen and what should not happen if we sit up, stand up, be heard, and be seen. I bring to our attention another text. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's the text that I believe we need to depend on today and recognize. So let me just simply say, as we get into our monologue, and then we'll open our telephone lines and allow you to call in and give your insight, your questions in relationship to the subject today, the issue today. And lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. After the brief monologue, we'll open our telephone lines and allow you to join in this dialogue and discussion. I believe it's vital that we understand what is taking place. I believe it's vital that we wake up, sit up, be heard, be seen. I think it's vital that we recognize Senator Ron Johnson and some of the major committee meetings that he's had, investigatory meetings in relationship to COVID, what happened, what was real, and what was farcical, and what was absolutely diabolical that took place as COVID spread across the world, and as we were lied to by Sir Anthony Fauci. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, if we look at what the Scripture says and depend on the Scripture, it'll make a vast difference in our lives. It's the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth." And if we fail to recognize, understand, and fathom anything else, may we hang on to that. Psalm 117:2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." That's a pretty lengthy period of time. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And may I say to you, we're in that culture, we're that era, even today. And by the way, Orwell's statement was made in a dystopian novel that he published in the late 40s. The title of that dystopian novel was 1984, and it was a projection of what America would be like in 1984. He was pretty much on target. He just missed the date, because we've really reached the point of what Orwell projected in his book for 1984, but it's a few years late. "The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's factual today. If nothing else, we could say that Orwell said would be. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem that I find, the serious issue that I see, is the fact, just as I'm looking at a headline, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. This is the reason we see the riots on the campuses of the prestigious universities. This is the reason we see the communist mindset, the socialist mindset taking place among the youth today, that is the younger Americans, the millennial age group. This article says that 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. There's not but one version of truth. Truth is truth. You can't bifurcate truth. You can't take a half-truth. If you take a half-truth, all you get is a lie. I'm looking at a headline that says, "Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth." In part, this article reads, "American institutions are suffering from the collapse in public support. Among the institutions worst affected are government, the press, and education." It goes on to say, "It is fashionable in academia for decades now that truth is relative, or that it is a matter of individual perception or cultural mores, or even that there is no such thing as absolute truth." I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made a powerful statement. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. I believe it's time, as Christians, we look at world events through the prism of the Word of God, the truth book. It is that we learn it, seek it, love it, tell it, live it, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, This portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And they have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, that can answer all of your questions about the power backup services and equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. You say, how do I find Tools for Time? It's located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the 295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. And on top of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, flows the U.S. flag, All Glory, 24-7. Find that flag at the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time, toolsfortime.com. Just a few more moments on our monologue, and we'll open our telephone lines. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. Where the issue today is the ghost of COVID. Many of you today should recall, if you don't, the grand deception and the deadly results of the plandemic called COVID. Now, why do I call it a plandemic? Because it was planned as a mass genocide tool. By the way, Dr. Wise, with a hospital attached to one of the major universities, prestigious universities, said that's exactly what it was. He made that statement in March of 2020. With less than 2 weeks, he was summarily fired. May I say to you, we can go back and look. Or I'm calling it the ghost of COVID. It's because we go back, look, perhaps you recall the lies that we were faced with during the Biden administration and Sir Anthony Fauci as the chief lying officer, the chief liar for so-called science. Perhaps you recall that. Ladies and gentlemen, we were lied to about COVID origins. We were lied to about the need to lock down that destroyed livelihoods of millions. Sir Anthony Fauci lied about the so-called science of six-foot separation, lied to us about the efficiency and the efficacy of wearing a mask. We were lied to about Big Pharma, that you can take the death jab and you would not get COVID. In fact, Pfizer said that the COVID vaccination was 96% had 96% efficacy, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, it was discovered that was a total lie. We were not given the facts of what had happened with Big Pharma and their human testing and the number of cases that were major, major catastrophic. That was covered until recently through the Senator Johnson's investigation in his Senate committee on that. Investigating COVID. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen. Chinese neuroscientists work on early COVID-19 vaccine patent, which is a smoking gun and a probe of cover-up. I'm going to read two brief paragraphs and summarize this 10-page article. One of the smoking guns in the ongoing Trump administration probe into COVID-19 cover-up is evidence suggesting that the Chinese suspected the novel virus may have neurological symptoms just weeks after it was officially identified. Despite that fact, the coronavirus historically primarily affect the respiratory and digestive systems. Specifically, two scientists listed as authors of the first Chinese patent on COVID-19 vaccine. They remarkably came about 1 month after the virus crossed the border into the United States of America, affiliated with the Neuroscience Institute in Beijing that works closely with the Chinese military. The presence of these two researchers on the early 2020 vaccine patent in China, puzzling to the federal investigators probing the origins and its cover-up, because many of the virus's long-term neurological effects were not the focus of the Western scientists at all, because they were not told and did not know, supposedly. Ladies and gentlemen, we were lied to about the origins of COVID. It was a total cover-up, and I am amazed that some of the layers of the onion are still being unpeeled and revealed to America as to how we were treated and what was done and the lie that we was forced to embrace and accept in those days. I'm looking at an article. I'll read a portion of this and open our telephone lines. Land of the free? Question mark. Parents are arrested after refusing to vaccinate their nine-month-old baby. America may be sold as the land of the free, but after the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families ripped five children from the parents' arms for allegedly refusing to vaccine their nine-month-old baby, the word free seems to mean very little to this family. The parents were then arrested for kidnapping their children last month when they took their children and fled to Texas to escape the CDF in Massachusetts. This all began when the family pediatrician filed a 551A neglect report when the parents declined the vaccination for their baby boy on religious grounds, despite the fact that Massachusetts does not allow religious exemptions for childhood vaccinations, and the pediatrician reported the baby boy as being healthy. In Massachusetts, you're legally, as a parent, allowed to decline vaccines. There is no mandate that can force you to vaccinate your child. You have a right to religious exemption. But the Department of Children and Families left the notice on the family's front door of their apartment demanding to be let in the home in order to inspect all of their living facilities. The parents refused, and frightened, they hid. The police came back the next day, and the family was so scared that they left and fled to Texas. They believed that there would be more freedom to exercise their religious beliefs because, though Massachusetts told them that they had a right of religious exemption to vaccinate their children, that wasn't the case, and that wasn't what was happening. When a family member reported the family missing, the CDF filed a care and protection petition, which is an emergency order to take custody of the children and take them away from the parents and give the custody to the state. The judge granted the order without any due process. Police then hunted down the parents in Texas, arrested them, charged them with kidnapping their two children. The penalty, if found guilty, would be a $1,000 fine and 1 year in prison. Now, if this sounds egregious to you, it's because this is beyond egregious. Ladies and gentlemen, that's happening in America today. Now, that's happening across our nation, where state after state and municipality after municipality decides they're going to be God, they're going to be the Gestapo, they're going to use the cudgel of trying to force you to get your child, your children, your family members vaccinated. It's a throwback to what I call the ghost of COVID. Yes, we have a new administration. We'll talk about that. Yes, we have a new head of the areas of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy. And he's doing a good job. We'll talk about that. But right now we need to understand, look back and understand what America went through and the egregious lack of anything that's called due process and or constitutional rights. We were absolutely had all of those taken away. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Morning, Dr. Bud. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Massachusetts, a state that absolutely has zero Republican representation in the House or the Senate or even in their own state government. That's pretty totalitarian.
Yes.
Something you piqued my interest with your opening statement in regards to mosquitoes being a vector, but I didn't hear anything in the opening as on the rest of that. I was going to add that mosquitoes are a vector for quite a few illnesses, Zika, malaria, yellow fever, dengue, and they're quite effective at spreading those illnesses. Even here in the United States in the 1700s, before they figured out that mosquitoes were the vector, they attributed the yellow fever plagues to swamp air, bad air, things of that nature. Benjamin Franklin even wrote extensively on the effects of breathing swamp air. So,
well, Jim, there's a new mosquito-borne virus supposedly spreading. I use the term like wildfire in China. I'm looking at a headline that says, mosquito-borne virus spreading through China causes high fever, joint pains. The CDC alert, as I'm pronouncing it, I think, correct, chikungunya virus outbreak exceeds 7,000 cases. A mosquito-borne virus has led to the widespread outbreak in China, sparking concerns about a global impact. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has issued level 2 alert for an outbreak of this chikungunya virus from one of the provinces in China, where officials there have reported that more than 7,000 cases. Let me read one little brief paragraph. In China, their efforts are underway to control the mosquito-spreading virus, including the use of nets, insecticides, drones, etc. Chikungunya cases have been spreading through Europe, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. I could go on. I've got about 24 articles on that subject. I've read and studied, analyzed most of the writing that I could find online about that. Listen, the reason I'm calling this looking at the ghost of COVID, because what they're doing in China now, they are spread from the air with drones, spraying insecticide on all plants, all houses, all people. And if you are not sprayed, they're going in by force into homes, searching the homes and spraying in the homes and spraying the people down with insecticides on the premise that we're going to prevent this mosquito-borne virus. Those that have caught the virus causes major joint pain, major high fever, and lethargy. There's some that have died as a result of it. But suppose it's not a deathly virus, but it is a major debilitating virus. They're even locking people in the hospitals, putting them in wards that are sick with that. They are following the same pattern that the Chinese government used against those developing COVID just 3 or 4 years ago. In fact, they hit the major news media, most online, not by way of the Communist Network News, where one building, I think it was over 100 stories high, an apartment complex in Wuhan, China, right near the Wuhan Chinese biochemical lab where the virus was developed. Most of the people in that building had COVID. They literally took torches and welded the doors closed so that the people could scream and cry until they died because of COVID. They're reaching almost that level today in China because of this. And what it's doing, it's causing the ripple effect across the world. And now the CDC in America saying we need to be careful, and they've already started talking about the fact that there's a big farmer comes in, steps up to the plate, supposedly, and I've got the article in the stacks here, supposedly big farmer already has two different vaccinations for this chikungunya mosquito-borne virus that they're going, in my opinion, very soon now they'll start talking about we need to have a volunteer basis of taking the chikungunya virus protection with the vaccination. What are your thoughts on that? What have you read on that?
I haven't read anything on that particular virus, but I know that the state of Florida spends a lot of money on mosquito control, and that you have to interrupt the vector. In this case, it's the mosquito. The mosquito lands on you, it draws blood from you, and then injects its waste into you, and that's the transfer of the virus. So if you have the illness, you're bit by a mosquito, and it lights on somebody else a mile or two down the road, then it transfers the virus to them. So you have to interrupt the vector. When I was growing up, I remember them spraying DDT in the fog trucks going down the roads here in Jacksonville.
Yes, all right. Yes, I recall that.
Yeah, I do too. My mom would always say, get out of there. Don't you be out there in that.
Yeah. But and by the way, with that, there was no attention paid to what DDT would problematically so with the health of the individual that got sprayed with the DDT.
Yeah, it was all very interesting. And but if they're going to make, there's other mosquito-borne viruses here that are much more lethal and much more pressing for the world, like malaria. Mm-hmm. To me, the resemblance is they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. You know, yes, we should take these viruses seriously, but there are things you could do as an individual to keep yourself lower on the exposure. You know, don't go outside during mosquito hours, dawn and dusk. Use a mosquito repellent there. Wear long sleeves and pants.
If I could jump in, I worry about some of the things that we do when it comes to scientific research, et cetera. I don't have the documents before me, but just probably less than a year ago or thereabouts, there was major writings about research that was done in South Florida where some of the scientists had developed hybrid mosquitoes, that they were gigantic mosquitoes, and they were designed or created, if you will, in the laboratory, and then after they started spawning, they released them into some of the major lowlands in South Florida and Central Florida on the basis that we're going to take this gigantic mosquito, this larger mosquito, he's going to eat the smaller mosquitoes, and we're going to stop the mosquito infestation and stop the viruses. Now, I'm concerned when you have stuff like that being done, and I'm wondering what kind of mosquito, what the source of the mosquito, the domicile of the mosquito that's now supposedly causing all of this in China. I'm looking at a headline that says, this mosquito-borne illness is on the rise in America. As summer ushers in its peak mosquito season, health and vector control officials are bracing for the possibility of another year of historic viruses. And with climate change, the lack of the effective virus vaccine, catch that, and federal research cuts, they worry that the disease will become endemic to the largest swath of North America. About 3,700 new dengue infections were reported last year in the contiguous United States, up from 2,050 in 2023. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, all of last year's cases were acquired abroad, except 105 cases contracted in California, Florida, Texas. The CDC issued a health alert warning of the ongoing risk of this mosquito-borne infection in America. So they're setting the stage.
Yes, sir. May I make one statement here real quick?
All right.
Look up the love bug, why it's here in the United States. It's going to shock you. We've been trying this for years.
Absolutely. And again, that comes out of the mad scientist's desire to create something that is monstrous to supposedly stop another or a different monstrous problem. And it's a matter, I think, that we're creating our own demise. And by the way, when you look at the scripture and what the Lord Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 24, verses 5 and following, one of the major signs, that of pestilences, diseases. And we're witnessing the increase of that, just as we're witnessing the increase of other major catastrophic events around the world, fires, floods, tornadoes, volcanoes, etc., etc., etc. And when we recognize what Luke chapter 21 says in relationship to some of those signs, we have signs in the skies, signs on the earth, etc., etc., as to what is going to take place, it should cause every one of us, Christians, conservatives, patriots, American citizens, we should be concerned. And I'm bringing the attention to our listeners today, Jim, simply because I'm calling this the ghost of COVID, because what we all experienced, saw, heard, and seen through COVID, we're witnessing the foreshadowing of that reappearing if we're not careful. And I'm thankful that we have a president today that's already fighting Big Pharma, and it's my prayer that this can cease and desist before it gets to the level that it did of total control of the people back in 2020, 21, 22, and 23. Jim, it deserves our prayer. Keep praying, keep looking up as our redemption draweth nigh. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless you, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Dion Blood.
Yes, sir.
You're dead on point. But I believe it started, like you said, Barack Hussein, insane. Obama, he started when he got, I think, a couple of $1 billion from him to save our auto industry, and he gave them money.
Well, Kenneth, what we need to recognize is there's the difference in a patriot that is looking out for the welfare, the well-being, the constitutional liberties of American citizens, and those that are the false leaders that are there for the M-O-N-E-Y. Our time is up for this half hour. Kenneth, if you'd like to hang on after the news break, we'll pick up the conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to take the top of the hour news break right after the news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine, and